Hey, come on. Anytime you get a chance to play Davy Jones singing Girl, I mean, how can you not take advantage of that? Have a very specific reason for doing that today, the Workshop Players in Amherst. This weekend and next weekend showing Star Spangled Girl by Neil Simon. First of all, it's Neil Simon. Do we really need to go on? But on the line, we have a gentleman who is one of the actors in that play. He is Jared Nichols. He plays the part of Norman. Jared, good morning. Welcome to Les in the Morning.
Good morning, Les. Thanks so much for having me.
It is great to have you on. A very, very brief three or four sentence synopsis of Star Spangled Girl, if you will, please.
Yes, absolutely. It's, like you said, it's early Neil Simon at its best. The play basically centers around two fellas, Andy and Norman, who are best friends living in 1960s San Francisco. And running a protest, kind of anti-establishment magazine out of their apartment. In moves to the empty upstairs apartment, sort of the all-American girl named Sophie. She's a former swimmer and just basically embodies everything that is American. And Norman, the character I play, falls hopelessly, madly, head over heels in love with her, and much to Andy's dismay, of course. Basically, without giving any spoilers, in order to keep Norman and Sophie happy, Andy hires Sophie to come work for their magazine as a receptionist, and obviously... trouble ensues.
Trouble always ensues. The way I like to describe it is Norman likes Sophie, Sophie likes Andy, Andy doesn't like Sophie, Norman loves Sophie, Sophie can't stand Norman. Is that basically about it?
That about sums it up. Yep.
Neil Simon, always very funny.
Yeah, absolutely. And it combines a lot of elements from like The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park. So I mean, the dialogue is ridiculous and witty, and it's a hilarious play, real for the whole family. It's good stuff.
Here's some little piece of the dialogue.
My feelings about this country run just as deeply as yours, but if you'll turn down the national anthem for a few minutes, you'll be able to hear what some of the people are complaining about.
Well, I'm one of the people, and you're one of the things I'm complaining about.
Sandy Duncan and Tony Roberts, this was actually made into a movie way back in the 60s during the time it takes place. So do you draw at all from the character Norman in that particular production to your character today?
Not too much. Our beloved director, Pat Frace there had sort of asked us not to watch the movie before we went into it, but actually Holly Filer, who plays Sophie, and myself, we kind of snuck out and watched it anyway. So perhaps I drew a little bit from the character, but Norman is he's eccentric and he's compulsive and he's immature and he's the head writer for their protest magazine. And he's just zany. I mean, he's off the wall. He's high energy, and really, he's just a joy to play. Too much fun.
For an all-American girl with a complete set of Eagle Scout principles, how do you explain being engaged to one man and attracted to another?
Very simple explanation. I can't explain it.
Well, there you go. Ladies are just as confusing in the 60s as they are today. So there were some unauthorized viewings of Star Spangled Girl by you and the leading lady. I'm hoping Pat is not listening, because you may find yourself uncast. Who knows?
That's definitely possible. I have divulged too much on the radio this morning.
Well, do you want to remind everybody, Star Spangled Girl is going to be showing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then next weekend as well. The Friday and Saturday performances are at 8 p.m., and the Sunday matinees are at 3 p.m. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yep, and it again, it's myself, Holly, and then the incomparable Mike Fry from Oberlin, who plays Andy. Yep.
And again, these are folks who we constantly see. Those of us who go to local theaters, I mean, again, these are familiar faces playing very, very funny characters. Workshop Players, of course, 44820 Middle Ridge Road. Now, is this your first production with Workshop Players?
This is actually my second. I did a production of Godspell there way back in 2002. So it's been a little bit of a hiatus, but I'm excited to be back. I've known Pat all the way back since I was in high school, and so it's been a ton of fun to reconnect with her and work with Holly, who's actually my real life girlfriend. And work with Mike and the whole production team, and it's just it's a really special show for me.
So you got your real life girlfriend in the playing the part of the person who doesn't like you.
That typecasting, yep, a little bit.
I think so. I mean, for those first few months, you're on the pedestal, and after that, you basically don't know anything.
I tell you, but you know what? It makes it absolutely easy to fall head over heels with her on the stage.
Do you guys share notes afterwards? Like, Holly, the way you delivered that one line tonight just wasn't working. I mean, does that go on behind the scenes?
I am way smarter than that, Les. I would never do that.
Good for you. Now, she, of course, will say, no, terrible, terrible. Jared, what are you doing? And you're like, you know what? You're right. I agree totally. I delivered that line flat, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, last night we had a special sort of private show for a few Rotary clubs from the area. And Holly and I actually don't have many scenes together in the show. It's mainly Mike and I have scenes, and then Mike and her have scenes. But we have one scene which we just absolutely love, and I completely messed it up. Last night, she had to come in and save the whole thing. I don't think the audience was aware, but yeah, she saved me on that one, so I owe her big.
Absolutely. Well, if you want more information on this, you call the box office, 440-988-5613. Okay, now that everybody has their pen, I'll say that again, 440-988-5613. Or, of course, you could always visit workshopplayers.com if you want to get tickets. And, again, just want to remind everybody, it is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and next weekend as well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday performance, or the Friday, Saturday performance is at 8 o'clock, Sunday at 3 p.m. Any last thoughts? Workshop Players, Jared Nichols.
You know what? Thank you again for having me. It's a ton of fun. It's a theater in the round. Seats are on all sides. The theater seats about 100, so it's a very intimate, just really, really fun theatrical experience. And again, everybody's working real hard on it, and the play is hilarious, and it's been super well received. So come on out and have some fun with us.
All right, Jared, thank you so much for being on. You take care. I think it's time.
Thank you so much. You have to go Cavs.
Not a problem. Go Cavs. You got it. And go Davy Jones.